life of each believer, there are moments that transform our being, that lead us to experience the divine presence in unimaginable ways. Today, together, we will explore the wonders that happen when the Holy Spirit enters a believer, based on the sacred teachings of the Bible. Prepare to be inspired, to be lifted to new spiritual heights as we explore together these seven surprising revelations. Point number one, renewal of the Spirit. Spiritual renewal involves a profound change in the core of our being, which goes beyond simple external modifications or superficial behaviors. The Bible teaches us that this renewal is the direct result of the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verses 26 and 27, this spiritual renewal is prophesied. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove from your flesh the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh, and put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. This prophecy shows us that spiritual renewal is not just a superficial change, but an internal transformation that affects our relationship with God and with others. The renewal of the Spirit involves a change in our way of thinking, feeling, and acting. It enables us to see the world with a renewed perspective based on the principles and values of the Kingdom of God, instead of being conformed to the patterns of this world, as Romans chapter 12, verse 2 warns us. Do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. This process of spiritual renewal does not occur instantaneously, but is a continuous process that unfolds throughout the life of the believer. It requires an active collaboration with the Holy Spirit, allowing him to work in us and mold us according to the image that matches our personal desires or expectations. Nonetheless, it leads us towards fulfillment, peace, and the ultimate purpose that God has planned for our lives. In summary, acknowledging and following the guidance of the Holy Spirit is essential for making wise decisions and cultivating a fulfilling spiritual life. Let us be attentive to His presence and direction, trusting that He leads us on the path of truth and righteousness for our good and God's glory. Point 3. Spiritual gifts. The distribution of spiritual gifts by the Holy Spirit is another key aspect of His transformative work in the believer's life. According to the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 12, the Holy Spirit bestows various gifts upon the church members, not for their personal benefit, but for the common good. Each believer is equipped with unique gifts meant to serve others and build up the body of Christ. These gifts range from wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment of spirits, to speaking in tongues and interpretation of tongues, among others. Understanding and using our spiritual gifts is fundamental to contributing effectively to the Church's mission and fostering unity among its members. In conclusion, the Holy Spirit's role in guiding and empowering the believer through spiritual gifts is vital for personal growth and the advancement of God's kingdom. Let us therefore pray for the discernment to recognize our gifts and the courage to use them for the glory of God and the edification of the Church is manifested in a spectacular or supernatural manner, but often is subtle and silent, requires spiritual sensitivity and a disposition to listen to His voice amid the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Ultimately, trusting in the guidance of the Holy Spirit implies a total surrender to His sovereignty and authority in our lives. It means giving up our own wisdom and will, and submitting to the divine direction that only He can provide. May we continually seek the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit in every aspect of our lives, trusting in His perfect wisdom and in His unconditional love for us. Point 3. Character transformation. This process involves a radical change in the person's internal nature, affecting their thoughts, emotions, and behaviors positively and according to the principles of the Kingdom of God. The Bible teaches us about the fruits of the Holy Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such things there is no law. These fruits are the natural result of the presence and activity of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, and represent the characteristics of the character of Christ that are manifested in others. As we allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in our lives, the transformation of character begins at the moment of conversion, when the Holy Spirit enters the heart of the believer and begins to work within. As we submit to His direction and surrender to His will, we experience a gradual process of sanctification where our desires and motivations are transformed into the image of Christ. This process of character transformation is not easy or instantaneous, but it is a journey that lasts a lifetime and requires perseverance, discipline, and continuous dependence on the Holy Spirit. It involves stripping away the old man with his bad habits and attitudes, and to clothe ourselves with the new man created in the image of God in righteousness and holiness. The Holy Spirit works in us to purify our minds, sanctify our emotions, and strengthen our will, equipping us to live lives that reflect the glory of God in everything we do. It helps us overcome sin and cultivate virtues such as love, humility, patience, and kindness, which are the tangible evidence of His work in our lives. It is important to understand that character transformation is not a human achievement, but a supernatural work of the Holy Spirit in us. He empowers and strengthens us to live holy and obedient lives to the will of God. Our part is to cooperate with His work by submitting to His direction and obeying His commandments. May we open our hearts and let the Holy Spirit continue His transforming work in us so that we can be living witnesses of His redeeming power and glorify God with our transformed lives. Point 4. Empowerment for service. When the Holy Spirit enters us, He not only transforms us internally, but also empowers and commissions us to serve God and others with divine power and authority. The book of Acts provides us with numerous examples of how the Holy Spirit empowered the early Christians to carry out Jesus' mission in the world. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus tells His disciples, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." This promise of power from the Holy Spirit was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit descended upon the disciples and enabled them to begin the expansion of the gospel. Empowerment for service implies a supernatural training to carry out the work of God in the world. This can manifest in various forms, including the ministry of the Word, teaching, preaching, social service, healing, and miracles, among others. The Holy Spirit distributes spiritual gifts to each believer according to His will, enabling them to effectively fulfill the task that has been entrusted to them in the body of Christ. It is important to understand that empowerment for service is not based on our own abilities or capabilities, but on the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. As 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 teaches us, "Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God." Recognizing our dependence on the Holy Spirit frees us from pressure and anxiety, allowing us to rely on His strength and grace to fulfill the task that has been entrusted to us. Empowerment for service also involves an attitude of humility and availability to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. Often, this means stepping out of our comfort zone and facing challenges and adversities along the way. However, we can be confident that the same Spirit who empowers us will also guide and strengthen us in the fulfillment of our mission. May we be docile instruments in the hands of the Holy Spirit, bringing the love and light of Christ to a needy world and proclaiming the good news of the gospel with courage and conviction. Point 5. Intimacy with God. This intimacy goes beyond a mere religious relationship. It involves a personal and deep communion with the Creator of the universe, based on love, trust, and spiritual closeness. The Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit brings us close to God in an intimate and personal way. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 reveals to us that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, with groans that cannot be expressed, helping us in our weaknesses and leading us to a deeper communion with our Heavenly Father. This intercession of the Holy Spirit is a testimony of God's unconditional love for us and His desire to have a close relationship with each of His children. Intimacy with God is experienced in moments of prayer, worship, meditation on the Word, and communion with other believers. It is in those moments of stillness and reflection that we can experience the tangible presence of the Holy Spirit, filling our heart with peace, joy, and divine consolation. The Holy Spirit enables us to experience a deeper communion with God by revealing to us His love, His grace, and His truth, helping us to understand God's will for our lives and strengthening us to obey His commandments. Moreover, it comforts us in times of difficulty and guides us in moments of indecision, allowing us to fully trust in His sovereignty and His infinite love for us. Intimacy with God also involves a total surrender of our life, His will, and His purpose. It is a process of daily surrender where we give up our own ambitions and selfish desires and completely submit ourselves to the direction and control of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It is important to cultivate and nurture this intimacy with God through a life of devotion and consecration, dedicating time regularly to prayer, to the reading of the Word, to worship, and to communion with other believers. The more we draw closer to God in intimacy, the more we will experience His transforming power in our lives, and the more deeply we will identify with His heart and character. May every believer seek to cultivate a deeper intimacy with God through the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit, that we may fully surrender to His work in us and allow Him to lead us to a more intimate and meaningful communion with our Father, remains in us. That each day we may experience more of His love, His grace, and His presence in our lives, transforming us into the image of Christ and glorifying His name in everything that we do. Point 6. Revelation of Truth. The Bible provides us with numerous examples of how the Holy Spirit reveals divine truth to those who are willing to listen and obey. In John chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus promises His disciples that the Holy Spirit will guide them into all truth. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come. This promise from Jesus reveals the specific function of the Holy Spirit as the revealer of divine truth to believers. The Holy Spirit reveals the truth through the Word of God, illuminating our hearts and minds to understand and apply His teachings in our lives. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 to 13, the Apostle Paul teaches us that the Holy Spirit reveals to us the deep things of God, which cannot be understood by human wisdom, but are spiritually discerned by those who have the Spirit of God. Moreover, the Holy Spirit guides us to a deeper understanding of God's will and His eternal purposes for our lives. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 18, Paul prays that God may give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, so that we may understand the hope to which we have been called and the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints. The Holy Spirit also reveals the truth through personal experiences of communion and relationship with God. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, we are told that the Holy Spirit teaches us all things and guides us in the way of truth. and that we do not need anyone to teach us except the Holy Spirit, who it is important to highlight that the revelation of the truth by the Holy Spirit is a continuous process that requires a life of faith, belief, and dependence on the Holy Spirit. As we submit ourselves to His direction and open ourselves to His guidance, we experience an increasingly deeper understanding of divine truth and of the mysteries of faith. Let every believer long for the revelation of truth by the Holy Spirit in their life and be willing to listen and obey His voice in all areas of their life. Let us seek a deeper understanding of the Word of God and of His will for our lives, allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us on the path of truth and lead us to a more intimate communion with our God and Savior. Point 7. Strength in times of trial. Strength in times of trial is an essential aspect of the work of the Holy Spirit in the believer's life, and the Bible provides a wealth of teachings and examples on how the Holy Spirit strengthens and comforts those who face adversities and difficulties. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, the Apostle Paul prays that God may give us power through His Spirit in our inner being, strengthening us amidst our weaknesses and afflictions. This prayer reveals the supernatural source of strength that the Holy Spirit provides to believers in times of trial. One of the most powerful examples of strength in times of trial is the case of Paul and Silas, who were unjustly imprisoned for preaching the gospel. Despite being in the midst of difficult circumstances, they praised God and prayed, and the Holy Spirit gave them the strength to endure suffering and difficulties. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. The Holy Spirit also comforts us in times of trial, bringing peace and comfort to our troubled hearts. In John chapter 14, verses 16 to 17, Jesus promises to send the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, to be with us and in us, and give us peace amidst tribulations. Furthermore, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us in our weaknesses, praying for us with groanings unspeakable that cannot be expressed with human words. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. This intercession of the Holy Spirit is an expression of God's love and concern for us, and gives us the assurance that we are never alone in our struggles and afflictions. In times of trial, it's important to remember that strength does not come from our own strength or ability, but from the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. As Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 teaches us, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Trusting in the power of the Holy Spirit, we can face any difficulty or challenge with courage and confidence, knowing that He is with us and will strengthen us in our weaknesses. May every believer seek the strength of the Holy Spirit in times of trial, trusting in His supernatural power to overcome any difficulty or challenge we face. May we remember that we are not alone in our struggles and afflictions, but that the Holy Spirit is with us, strengthening and comforting us at all times. May we experience the transforming power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, empowering us to live holy lives obedient to the will of God, and strengthening us to face any challenge that comes our way.